Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. It is Food for Thought Friday. I'm so glad that you're with us. Love to share nuggets of wisdom. My dad, when I was younger, say, son, let me give you some food for thought. And it was his way of telling you what you should do without telling you what you should do, right? But I used to love those nuggets of wisdom, and I have learned in my life that even times when I hear something or I'm told something about myself that maybe is a little painful and maybe I don't like it or maybe it's not even fair, that there's usually always at least a little nugget of truth, a nugget of wisdom, a little food for thought. And so I'm hoping today by some of the things I share with you that I've read this week, whether it was in my Bible, my quiet time, a devotional book, whether it's through just the Holy Spirit sharing, speaking to me through a conversation with a friend, maybe something I read on social media, a book I'm reading, a podcast, or a YouTube program that I'm looking at. And I want to remind you that most of our programs are on our YouTube channel. I hope you will subscribe to it. Just simply go to YouTube and type in Hope Is Here and my name, Greg Horn, and you will be able to see most of our programs here on our YouTube channel. But I want to share a quote from Lucy Van Hook. She and I used to live in Cynthiana together back when I had my grocery store. Her and her precious daughters, really sweet gals. And she has this great quote that she shared recently. Worry is a waste of energy. Worry cannot change the past, and it cannot help the future. Worry only makes today miserable. You know, that's just like what it says in the Bible, right? That we shouldn't worry about the future because each day has enough trouble of its own. And I so love how Lucy said that. And, I don't know if it was taken exactly off that Bible verse about worry, but got a feeling it might have been because it's so parallel to what that scripture says. Just want to encourage you today with that and remind you that worry is a waste of energy. Worry cannot change the past. And it cannot help the future. Worry only makes today miserable. And for somebody today, I know that's a word for you. God's wanting to speak to you and just say, hey, do not worry. I got this. I got you covered. Tells us in 1 Peter, cast all your burdens upon the Lord because he cares for you. You may feel like nobody else cares for you, but friends, I want to remind you today that God cares for you, that he loves you. The Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 37 says, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. A good friend and Pastor Jeremiah Johnson, he's on the radio right before me on Monday through Friday mornings from 8 to 8:15. Would definitely encourage you to check him out. It says, don't let your past define you. Where you are going is more important than where you've been. Say that one more time from Pastor Jeremiah Johnson. Don't let your past define you. Where you are going is more important than where you have been. We've talked about that so many times on Hope Is Here over the past 5.5 years, but it's just so, so true, friends, and that's why we do talk about it. Some of you just need to throw the rearview mirror away. I know some of you are like, well, that would be real cool to do that. But, you know, in all honesty, when you spend time looking in the past, usually good things don't happen. And so I just want to encourage you today just to be able to trust God and look and see what he has to say. And, you know, I love that in Philippians chapter 3, Paul that just loved God. It used to persecute Christians, you know, used to murder them even. They didn't wind up writing more books in the New Testament than anybody else. I love this great quote that he has. If anybody could live in the past and the enemy could make him feel guilty about things that he had said and that he had done, it would definitely be Paul. I mean, wouldn't you agree on that? Yet I'm so thankful that Paul went on to write in a letter to a church in Philippi in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. I've got this written up on a canvas, and I see it every morning when I leave to go out to my garage to get in my car. It says, No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Say that one more time. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, Paul says, I have not achieved it yet, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. So I want to ask you today, what is it that you're focused on? Are you focused on God and His hope and His provision and His protection? Or are you focusing on the past and things that you've done? And friends, let me tell you that it is a no-win situation when you do that. So I want to encourage you to practice what Paul said. I've not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I really do believe that's a nugget of truth for somebody today. And you shouldn't let your past define you. Where you were going is more important than where you have been. I mean, the truth of the matter is, friends, as the old saying goes, it's my friend John Maxwell says, you know, your failures are fertilizer for the future. Your failures are fertilizer for the future. And I've just found that over in my life, over and over, and I believe somebody else listening today needed to hear that. Dr. Eric Korm says, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup. Fill your cup with the following each day. 1, gratitude. 2, sleep. 3, nourishing foods. 4, exercise that you enjoy. And I will add a fifth thing, time that you spend with God. Oh, my goodness. Talking about getting your cup filled when you spend time with God and reading His Word or just saying, you know, I'm going to soak in some worship music and just worship God and praise God for about 10 or 15 minutes. And it's amazing what that could do for your health and give you a full cup so you can pour into others' lives and let them know that there's always hope because of Jesus. And I love the final thing he says. When you do those four things, gratitude, sleep, nourishing foods, enjoying them, and exercising with something that you enjoy, he says, then you will have a reservoir to pour yourself out in service to others. I'll say that one more time. When you fill your cup with the following, gratitude, sleep, nourishing foods, exercise you enjoy, and also include quiet time with Jesus each day, it says, then you'll have a reservoir to pour yourself out in service to others. Saw this great quote recently. I'm not sure who said it, but it says, restart, reset, refocus as many times as you need to. Ah, it's that grace and mercy thing we were talking about a little bit earlier, right? Say it one more time. Restart, reset, refocus as many times as you need to. Just don't quit. Friends, I tell you, any time that I've not quit, I'm always so thankful. There's been times that I wanted to, and just you get tired, you get frustrated, you get worn out. But I've seen God just do miracles over and over again in my life. And He wants to do the same thing in your life, friends. I love this T-shirt that a friend of mine got me many, many years ago. It says, God loves you, but I'm His favorite. Isn't that a great T-shirt? Say that one more time. God loves you, but I'm His favorite. I love the book of John. John talks about the disciple who Jesus loved. In other words, talking about Himself. And you know, I kind of like that. That John was comfortable with saying, hey, you know what? I know my Savior loves me. And I want you today to know, just like John knew he was loved by Jesus, if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you can know, like Paul, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that He wants to help you and He wants to just bless you and get you through whatever challenging season of life you're in. I saw this list recently on Twitter, I believe it was posted on Twitter. It lists these 7 or 8 things that were God's voice, but then it looks at the opposite of when they're Satan's voice. Let's take a look at these, see if you can relate to any of these today. God's voice stills you. Satan's voice rushes you. Oh, can I get a witness on that? How many people have seen that happen before? God's voice stills you. Satan's voice rushes you. God's voice leads you. Satan's voice pushes you. God's voice reassures you. Satan's voice frightens you. God's voice enlightens you. Satan's voice confuses you. Oh, that's so, so good. God's voice encourages you. Satan's voice discourages you. God's voice comforts you. Satan's voice worries you. God's voice calms you. Satan's voice obsesses you. God's voice convicts you. Satan's voice condemns you. And oh, friends, I've been there listening to Satan's voice about rushing me. I found, as I've shared about this before on Hope is Here, that God doesn't rush indecision, especially big and major ones, as he wants to make sure that we're ready and we can handle them. So sometimes just because you're waiting on God doesn't mean the answer is no. It may be just simply not now, and that you just have to wait a little bit. And I want to pray with that today and not to get discouraged if you're in a season of waiting. And know that God will show up. And when he does it, you'll know it's him. And most of the time, not only he shows up, he shows off. So know that God can do that too. I think I've shared this recently, but I just think it's so important. Never lower your standards just because you're lonely. It is better to be by yourself than to be with the wrong person. Ouch. Sounds like a word from somebody that's been there, right? And having been through an unexpected divorce and flood and bankruptcy, man, I just know what it's like, friends. And yet you got to be careful. And you want to make sure that the future mate, if God's desire for you to be married, that you know it's from him, that you do not settle in your standards of what God wants to do, both through you and in you. And it's just a beautiful thing when we surrender to God and let him do what only he can do. I want to encourage you today not to sleep on that, that you can trust God even when you can't feel him or even when you can't see him. Somebody gave me this sign one time to hang in my office. It says, I know I'm somebody because God doesn't make junk. let me say it one more time. I know I'm somebody because God doesn't make junk. And friends, I want to remind you that God does not make junk. The Bible says we were made in the image of God. So I want to encourage you today to stand on that promise. I love this quote. I'm not sure who it's by, but it says, if you think you've blown God's plan for your life, rest in this, my friend. You are not that powerful. let me say that one more time. If you think you've blown God's plan for your life, rest in this. You, my beautiful friend, are not that powerful. So, friends, I'm so thankful that in spite of us, in spite of who we are, that God, in his mercy and his grace, still loves to bless his kids. And I want you to know today that he wants to bless you. If you've been blessed by today's program, I want to encourage you to share it with somebody else. Just simply go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org. Thanks for listening or watching on YouTube. We'll see you next week on Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.